This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Make The Fan your favorite station and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back, you sports bros. Football Friday. Kansas on the move. Yes, they are. That pick got overturned. And now,
Kansas about to take a lead.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good here, isn't it?
By the way, the that article I was referring to, it is on the Wall Street Journal, which you have a login for, which I'm sure you pay for. But the article, the guy that it focuses on, it was for CVS. And it's a really interesting read. If you've got access to the Wall Street Journal, or you probably can find it online somewhere else, go check it out. But I guess every year, $45 billion. And it is a new cottage industry that is picked up, especially over the pandemic. And it's by organized crime rings. And this guy, this is his whole job, is he follows these guys. And there was a guy that walked into a San Francisco CVS, stole $1,000 worth of allergy medicine, put it in a trash bag and walked out, and then did it to 3 other stores. And then they go and...
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, it's just
The San Francisco has had to close like several Walgreens because of this.
Yeah, because of this. And so now companies are having to spend millions upon millions of dollars a year hiring guys like this to try to combat this. And it's amazing to me that we can't do anything about people literally walking into stores with trash bags, putting thousands of dollars worth of goods, and then walking out. But unless you're like this guy here... None of the employees can do anything about it. In fact, there's employees that says in here that you can get fired if you attempt to stop one of these people. Like if you try to get in their way, if you try to, you know, grab them or whatever, you can lose your job attempting to do it.
Tutty alert.
Tutty!
Kansas. Upstart Kansas has taken the lead on Coastal Carolina.
Given it to Coastal Carolina.
Late first quarter. The score, Kansas.
Man, no.
They missed the extra point.
Well, they got blocked.
Kansas 9.
You know, that's...
See why I waited there? I didn't assume. Never assume with Kansas football.
Look, I was getting ready to say that it was 10-7, and shame on me.
9-7.
They don't need that point.
Kansas, but we got the lead.
Kansas is so good.
All right. We will set your weekend DVR in our next segment. Big weekend for the Pac-12 to show its worth. Joey Harrington will join us live at 5:30. We will have Club 1080 tonight, as always. But right now, the hot... 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Number five.
You don't know that drop?
No, when did that happen?
Souk honk. That's what it's labeled. Good little drop.
Yeah.
Red Sox ace Chris Sale is sick with the COVID. He's going to miss a key start Sunday. You know, that wild card race, both wild card races are pretty wild right now.
Yes.
Well, that's hence the it's a right
wild,
in the name.
Yeah, wild card. Look, I was against the expansion, and I think the one game playoff is stupid. I'd like to see that at least be five. But you got to admit the having the second wild card, it makes it a lot more interesting down the stretch.
So the Red Sox lead the Yankees by one game. And then the Yanks are up a half game on the Jays, two on the Mariners, and two on the A's. And in the National League, the Dodgers are running away with that first wild card spot. Padres holding off the Reds by one game, the Cardinals by three, and the Phillies by 3.5.
Yeah, the Mets are back to five. They're cooked.
Yeah, I don't know that the Mets are going to do it, fella.
No, I mean, that division, it's you either win the division, you either catch Atlanta, and this same goes for Philly. You either catch Atlanta or you're done.
The Mariners taking on the Diamondbacks tonight. Dodgers and Padres meet a little bit later. It's Urias against Musgrove. In progress. Yankees are beating the Mets 2-1.
Sounds about right.
Cam Newton says he would have accepted being a backup quarterback, but his aura is a distraction, and Mac Jones would have been uncomfortable.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, we're going to play it. I think if we have time, we're going to play it.
Well, the weird part is with his dad.
Maybe him, we can play it in the club.
It was him and Cecil Newton, but is it possible to think that he is his head is up his ass, but at the same time he makes valid points?
Oh, I think he's right. It's just cocky to say what he said.
Yeah, the way he says it, it's such an eye roll. Yeah.
Cam Newton loves him some Cam Newton, but he's right.
There's a point here. And by the way, no, it's been 10 days. No one has any interest in bringing him in as a backup.
Because of his aura.
Yeah. But it's just that. The fact that he said it that way.
Cowboys right tackle Lyle Collins suspended 5 games, violating the NFL's substance abuse policy.
Whoops.
What did he do?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen if it was...
You think it was acid?
Well, was it performance enhancing or was it...
No, it's substance abuse. You think he was tripping balls?
My guess is probably a little bit of the booger sugar.
Oh, a little blow, huh?
Well, that usually, you know...
Is that what it is?
That's usually what it is. Could be Adderall or something.
They don't get busted for weed anymore, do they?
No, I think with weed now, they kind of made it like the NBA. Like it's technically not legal, but you really can't get caught for it.
Ravens signed running back Latavius Murray, 656 yards, 4 TDs last season in New Orleans.
We were just talking about this yesterday.
Yeah. Look at our smart football brains.
Yeah.
We were saying that the Ravens should sign him because every one of their running backs is hurt. Well, Murray was cut by the Saints because he wouldn't take a pay cut, so he was sitting out there. So he signs with Baltimore. They now have 4 previous 1,000-yard rushers on their team.
Yeah.
4 guys who have... At one point, rushed for 1,000 yards in a season.
Best rusher in the NFL, Lamar Jackson.
He's one of them.
He averages like 6.5 yards a carry.
Big 12 unanimously okays the addition of Cincinnati, BYU, Central Florida, and Houston. The word is that BYU, since it's independent, they will join by 2023. For the others, it's more complicated, but it is realistic to think that they could also join by 2023, but at the latest, it would be 2024.
Yeah, because the Texas and Oklahoma is at 2025 that they officially moved to the SEC.
Supposedly.
Something tells me, though, these breakups never last as long as the contracts.
They'll be gone soon.
There'll be some sort of buyout thing, and everyone will just move on. And you know,
as for the American Athletic Conference, they say that since a Power 5 league rated them, that means that they were right all along and that they are a Power 5 league.
Yeah, I mean... They are, right?
Let me give you an analogy. If I am dating, let's say, so I'm a talk show host and I have a wife.
Yeah.
And my wife leaves me for a doctor.
Let's do it.
Because she left me for a doctor, does that make me a doctor?
Number one.
Because that's what they're saying.
I don't think that's necessarily what they're saying.
That is absolutely what they're saying.
Does it make you? Maybe. Can you license? Get your license that way?
The American Athletic is said to be eyeing the likes of Boise State and UAB.
That is not a Power 5.
Will Kayvon Thibodeau play for the Ducks tomorrow at Ohio State? Nobody seems to know. No update as of today, but he's there.
Yes. Him and Justin Flo both made the trip, and there's a lot of speculation about Justin Flo, but nothing... I can't.
There are rumors that he has broken his foot and he is out for the season.
Yeah, but then there's many people that are saying that's completely hogwash and there's video of him walking on the plane.
I don't know, man.
How about this? We wait Saturday at noon. We'll all find out exactly what is happening with Flo and Thibodeau. We do know that Thibodeau is injured. We don't know if Flo is injured or not, or if it's just a rumor flying around. I still contend that I think you're going to get at least an effort on the part of Thibodeau, maybe a game time decision, because there are plenty of people that are familiar with that that are saying that it is somewhere in that 50-50 range, that no one is certain of whether or not he is going to be able to play.
If you guys would like to listen to the Oregon game tomorrow, well, you're in luck because 1080 The Fan has it for you.
Yes, we do.
With pregame starting as early as 5 a.m.
Yeah, who's starting that?
Well, I think Mike said it was Dirt and Anthony Newman.
I think. I don't know.
Well, Dirt's
no one knows.
Dirt's used to being up that
early.
Yeah,
exactly. So the game is a 9 a.m. kickoff here on The Fan. One other note, we have a bowl game that's already been canceled due to COVID.
Yeah, I saw that.
San Francisco Bowl, formerly the Red Box Bowl.
Gone.
Now, it was canceled last year because of COVID, too. So this is 2 years in a row. It pits the Pac-12 against the Big Ten, and they say that they will try to be back in 2022.
Yeah. I like them just looking ahead and being like, yeah, no.
That's pretty odd, isn't it?
Several months off, and by all accounts, I mean, even though COVID is still raging, like, everyone's still going to events, and
right.
I don't know.
It's an odd one.
It was strange that when I saw that was canceled already, because that was like a day or two ago, right?
Maybe
that came out.
Maybe they're just like, our bowl sucks anyway.
It's possible. Either that, or maybe they got, you know, sponsorship problems, or who knows. There's obviously some sort of reason behind it.
And I'm burying the lead tonight, guys. There is college football going on, and it is upset city as Kansas at the end of the first quarter leads number 17 Coastal Carolina 9-7.
Giving them the business. And I contend that when Kansas wins this game, they're going to be a ranked team.
I love that.
Yeah. Number 25 ranked.
Lance Leopold, baby.
Kansas Jayhawks.
Well, the Hot 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Live sports back, always better than ice cold. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Let's set your weekend DVR. We'll get you ready for all the games. You know, it's a big showcase weekend for the Pac-12 because they are the main games.
Yeah.
So, what you need to know about that is next. And then Joey Harrington will hop on live at 5:30. It's 5:15 on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Portland and beyond for 20 years.
All right. It's a big weekend for the Pac-12 because, as you will note here, of the 3 or 4 biggest games in the country this week, most of them feature Pac-12 teams.
Yes.
Including your Ducks.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest one, though, is going on right now. I mean,
yes, Kansas still leads 9-7.
Don't forget about that big UTEP-Boise State game coming up here in about an hour.
Clear the deck tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. slot. The big nooner is Oregon-Ohio State.
Yep.
So get up early.
Number 12 versus number 3, Ohio State. And not many people, I think, have a very good feeling about this. But, you know, the idea that Oregon goes in there and gives them a game or finds a way to pull off the upset, yes, it would be a big upset. I mean, it's a 2-touchdown spread. But Oregon is a talented team, and Oregon has won big games in the past. I mean, I give them a puncher's chance. I just think it was so doom and gloom after the Fresno State game. It was funny how everyone watched Ohio State, Minnesota, and was like, well, feeling better. And then you saw Oregon play their opener, and now everyone is deflated again. Maybe the truth lies somewhere in the middle of those two performances.
What do you suppose happens with Kayvon Thibodeau? You think he gives it a go?
I think he's going to attempt to play. Unless this is something where you know, like a stress fracture sort of thing where you can get hurt again. And I get he's got bigger aspirations than just Oregon this season, and he's going to be a top five pick. I don't see how you don't go out there and tape the hell out of that thing and give it a run. Now, I don't think a guy like him is going to take a bunch of painkillers and Toradol and go out there and risk, a future injury on it with what his future is. But I would be surprised if you don't see him in pads, given it's a whirl. He made the trip. We know that. So there's going to be some sort of game time decision. And I don't buy into the Flo stuff. I just think if Justin Flo really was injured, there would be something to it at this point. So I expect him to be out there, and I think Thibodeau will give it a go, and they really need him. Because if you saw when he went out, they had no pass rush for 3.5 quarters against Fresno State. And if you give Ohio State that sort of time, then a really difficult task becomes damn near an impossible.
12:30 on Fox, Texas A&M at Colorado. Yeah. That's a game they're going to play actually in the Broncos Stadium there in Denver.
And that's a game, if you want to talk about a game that's going to get away, that's probably that one. Colorado's not very good, and by all accounts, A&M's supposed to be really good this year.
Buffs have a freshman quarterback. Jimbo Fisher, 5-0 at Texas A&M in neutral site games. 12:30 ESPNU, Cal.
Is it really neutral, though? I mean, we always complain.
Yeah, I know.
We always complain about, like, when the SEC plays, like, the neutrals. It's in Denver. So
yeah, but it's technically neutral.
Technically neutral.
ESPNU 12:30 Cal at TCU. Justin Wilcox.
Not a good start.
17-8 at Cal as an underdog.
Oh,
is Justin Wilcox?
Yeah, they're coming off a bad loss in week one, and you know some people thought Cal, you know, might have a little something this year, especially you know got a senior veteran quarterback coming back, but. Nevada's supposed to be pretty good. That quarterback they have for Nevada, some people think could be a sleeper first-round pick if he can stay healthy, but it's just not a good look for the Pac-12 when you're losing to Mountain West teams.
Well, I think Cal, they were one of my picks in Robbing the Bank. I think Cal bounces back and makes that a good ball game. Remember last time they played in that bowl game? They had 7 turnovers and 6 points.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
Wasn't that exciting?
No. No, it wasn't.
That could be a slobber knocker. I have faith in Wilcox. Maybe they even get a win. ABC 130. This is probably the game of the week outside of Oregon, Ohio State. And that is Iowa State.
Yeah.
College game day is in Ames. And do you know who the guest picker is?
I don't know who the guest picker is.
Now, this is controversial for my Iowa State buddy, Brett, who listens to our show. Because he's a big Cyclone fan, and he's pissed that they're in Ames, and their guest picker is an Iowa guy.
Okay.
A Hawkeye guy.
Who do we got?
They're going with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh!
Mr.
Yeah,
Iowa.
Yeah, he is Mr. Iowa.
Yeah. Well, but then I asked him, I said, well, what...
Yeah, what other
who
Iowa...
Who would the Iowa State guy be?
What's Larry Estacy up to? Like,
it'd be like Fred Hoiberg and maybe his wife. I don't know.
Yeah, who's the big Iowa State alum?
Is Johnny Orr still alive? I don't think he is.
I like the call. I'm taking Iowa in this, by the way. Everyone's shocking Iowa State. Didn't look good. Iowa did week one, and Iowa has won 5 in a row in this series, although they've been very close. But I'm taking the Hawkeyes in this one. I think Iowa State might be a bit overrated.
3 p.m. Pac-12 Network, Portland State at Washington State. Boy, how much would I have to pay you to watch that?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
hard
pass.
I'll give you $200.
I have to go watch it in person, or I can sit on my couch?
No, just on your couch.
And can I flip around, or do I
no.
have to?
No.
Nah, I'll pass.
$500.
Yeah, I'll watch it for that. I'll watch it for $5.
Both teams are 0-1. The Vikes lost to Hawaii. Hawaii.
Speaking of getting back on track, Nick Rolovich. You want to?
That's a big one.
You want to turn up the heat, lose to Portland State.
Yeah, really. 4 o'clock, ESPN Texas is playing Arkansas. I don't know why I put that one in here. Although Texas is kind of, everybody's jocking them now. They're getting a lot of credit for that win last week over Louisiana.
I know. Well, I know they were ranked, and I think it was because the defense looked good. And
supposedly Louisiana was really good.
Yeah, supposedly they had a good offense. But we may not find, I mean, I don't know what Arkansas is bringing, but they're kind of a bottom feeder in the SEC. But, you know, Texas could run off. You want to talk about the hype train. They got Arkansas, Rice, Texas Tech, TCU. More than likely, they are what, 6-0? 1, 2, 3, 4, well, 5-0, and then... It comes Oklahoma State. So the hype train for Texas is going to get really, and by that point Texas is, they're 15 now, they'll be top 8 or 9, and we may not really know anything about Texas until they play Oklahoma.
Did you see what Chris Olave said, the wide receiver from Ohio State?
I did not.
I just saw this on the Fan Twitter. He said that Oregon was his dream school. And by the way, he's going to be number two out there tomorrow for Ohio State.
Yeah.
He is a tough cover.
But he's best receiver in the country.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
He said Oregon was his dream school, but they started recruiting him too late. And by that time, he'd already made up his mind to go to the Buckeyes.
Ah. Stings a little bit.
But... Ah.
Whoops.
5 o'clock on ABC, Washington at Michigan.
I think that is the biggest game for the Pac-12. And it's a huge game for Jimmy Lake. You haven't been there very long, and I think already a lot of people are hitting the panic button. You go out and you get drubbed at Michigan the way that you looked against Montana, and it could be a real, real ugly season for UW. But the spread's only a tutty, right? So maybe that was just a fluke.
Not even a tutty. Six?
Six? Yeah, maybe it was a fluke.
I don't know. These seem like the same.
Their offense has been so bad.
Well, so is Michigan's, though. This seems like the same team to me.
And Michigan's without their best receiver.
When do the calls come in for Sam Heward?
About midway through the first quarter if they go three and out.
Wow, that's early.
Yes. And they'll be calling for a new offensive coordinator right around that time, too.
7:15 ESPN. So there's a lot of football on late tomorrow. 7:15 Utah BYU. The Utes have won 9 straight in this series.
Yeah. Something tells me they're about to win 10. But, hey, keep it close, BYU. Keep it close.
7:30 on Fox is Stanford USC. Stanford is 0-6 against the spread in their last 6 games in September.
I want to see if USC looks a little better. I don't know why they're not getting more heat. They didn't look very good against San Jose State, and yet some of the national narrative is that USC looked good. I think it was like 14-7 in the fourth quarter.
And 8 o'clock, FS1, Hawaii at Oregon State. Beavers, 5-11 against the spread last 16 home games.
That'll be a get-right game for Oregon State.
Boy, I don't know about that.
I bet you Oregon State handles their business. They win by double digits.
Well, the spread's 11.
They'll win by double digits.
Well, what if they win by 10? They don't cover.
How about
this? That's such a hedge.
Oregon State covers.
Give me a score.
Oregon State covers.
All right. See, I don't know about that. I mean, Purdue.
35-21.
Passed for over 300 yards on them.
35-21.
And Hawaii can sling it.
Beavs get right.
I think it's going to be 40 to 39.
Very, very close.
But they'll win. That is setting your weekend DVR. That's what you have to look forward to. Games all day. Oregon, Ohio State, though, 9 a.m. Setting your weekend DVR is served by Laurelwood Public House and Brewery, bringing great food and award-winning beer to Portland and beyond for 20 years. Daily happy hour. Best in town. While you're there, throw some axes with Celtic Axe.
Hells yeah.
Joey Harrington, what does he think about Oregon's chances tomorrow at the Shoe? He will join us next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter. All right, bad news to report. The upset in the making is no longer Coastal Carolina block punt touchdown.
Well, and they already scored before that, too, so.
Well, I left that part out on purpose. But, yeah, it looks like it's about to be 21-9.
Yeah.
But it was good while it lasted.
It was. Well, that one point, you
just
know,
cover the spread.
Yeah, that's all we're... 26.5.
Let's
right?
go.
We're fine.
Here is Joey. Hello.
God, you said bad news. I was like, did you have to on Thibodeau update? Or, like, any I thought it was going to be real bad.
No, this is... Well, that is really bad news. You don't think that's bad news?
What? The Coastal Carolina?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't care about them.
Well, we don't care about Coastal Carolina. We care about Kansas.
Yeah, we're trying to make you care, but clearly you're not falling for
it. Why do you care about Kansas?
It's my school. It's my quarterback.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's super bad news. Oh man, I'm so sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Rock chalk.
Oh,
that time.
God,
wake up,
I always forget. I just assume that everybody in this incredible state is either a duck or a beaver. And I forget that there are, like, actual other schools, you know, like BYU or, like, other, you know.
Yeah.
You just kind of fall into that trap.
Please, let's refer to them now as Power 5 conference member, BYU.
I just like to call them the Cougars.
Yeah, I'm just saying, of our three teams, one of our football teams has a national championship. So just saying.
That's very true. That's very true.
1984, baby. Amy, that's all we got to hold on to.
That's very true.
All right. Well, we have no injury update, although this Justin Flo stuff is kind of weird. Are you hearing all the scuttlebutt that maybe he's out?
I don't hear or listen to anything. I don't. It's kind of like recruiting for me. Like, whoever shows up on the field, then that's what I go with.
All right.
You know, I don't.
Well, there's a lot of...
Although that is kind of hypocritical, because I am curious to hear any sort of injury update on Kayvon Thibodeau,
right?
Because I think he is that impactful.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you watch that with Fresno State, you know, they just didn't have a pass rush. Towards the end, I thought Fresno State got worn down, you know, kind of in the last little bit, and Haener was starting to, you know, you could feel the effects of getting hit. But for three quarters without Thibodeau, there was no pass rush at all, and you can't do that against the Ohio State's offense. So he is just, if they have a chance in this game, they need Thibodeau, and they need him healthy.
Well, it was more than a pass rush. I mean, that's the thing, is like, the casual observer sees sack fumble, sees, he had a forced fumble. He, you know, had something else, but what you didn't see, it was the pass defense, right? He drops into coverage and plays, you know, plays pass coverage, nearly gets a pass deflection. But what you didn't see is, unless you're really paying attention, is him beating the man on in front of him, getting into the backfield and spilling the quarterback into somebody else who makes the tackle, right? He gets into the backfield and forces the running back to bounce wide, and Sewell swings, you know, scrapes off the edge and makes a tackle for loss, right? Even when he wasn't making the play directly, he had an effect on just about every play that he was in there defensively. And that's incredible. Like, I've never seen, and granted, we're talking about one quarter of the first game of the season against Fresno State, so I know that I'm you know, jumping the gun here, but I've never seen that big of an impact by one defensive player. And I will also say that, you know, you see it with running backs or quarterbacks who get injured, and then the momentum of the team falls off with it. I've never seen the momentum, the absolute flatline of a team after losing a defensive player. Like, that's how much impact this guy has on this Oregon football team, both mentally and physically.
Yeah, it is that pass rush. I would say the pass rusher, maybe sometimes you can get a safety, or kind of like that it is the quarterback of the defense. You see, if a quarterback goes down, it can certainly have that effect, and it has that sort of impact. But when you get one guy out there, like, I remember, like, for me in college, Dwight Freeney was the best guy I ever played against, and it's more than a defensive end. It's more than an outside linebacker. When Ed Reed was at Miami, you know, you get these guys, and you're right in that they change not just an individual position, but they change the way an entire defense plays. And we think about that with quarterbacks, and we often don't give the defensive quarterback enough credit for that. And I'm with you. I think Thibodeau is that sort of guy. And, you know, even if he does go, you know, he's not going to be 100%. And that's a big deal when you're playing, you know, a team like Ohio State.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Are there any questions in here? Because, I mean, we can just sit here and talk about this for, you know, all 22 minutes, and then your club members are unhappy because we've bled into their time. Yeah. So,
well, we can just talk, or we can ask questions. I think this is where Oregon's real playbook comes out, right? Not that phony, bland one from last week.
Yeah, can you please? I would like your perspective on this, because I just... My head explodes when this idea that there's two entirely different playbooks, and that you're in the middle of a game that you're losing in the third quarter, and yet you're still holding things back because you don't want to let Ohio State look at anything.
That's asinine. That's like, it's just trying to make... Now, does that happen in the NFL preseason? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely it does. You know, you will not run certain things in the NFL preseason, not in a college football game. That doesn't happen. Look, there are two keys in my mind to this Oregon football game. One is Kayvon Thibodeau, and we can come back to him if we want to. But two is Anthony Brown. And I'm not going to say that he needs to play better, right? I'm not going to jump onto this, you know, bandwagon of he's a terrible player and, oh my gosh, we need to replace him right away, because he's not. But what he needs to do is he needs to make decisions, and he needs to make them quicker. Because what I saw in the last game wasn't Anthony Brown being a terrible quarterback. It wasn't the Oregon offense holding things back, you know, against Fresno and waiting for Ohio State. It was Anthony Brown not making decisions quick enough. And what would, if you're really watching, you know, if you're just kind of passively watching, what you see is just kind of no flow offense and, you know, a couple runs and Anthony Brown running around. But the reason that happens is because he wasn't getting the ball out of his hands, right? There are reads, there are decisions that he needs to make quicker in that, we'll call it a shot clock, right? Ball snapped, you know, and the play starts. You have a certain amount of time before that window closes, right? And he needs to make those decisions about when to get the ball to the correct person a little bit quicker, because from what I saw, he wasn't making the decision fast enough, and therefore he had to run at the end of the play, right? I mean, he made a couple really nice plays with his legs, you know, won the game there at the end of the game with his legs. But oftentimes what I saw was he was running out of necessity and in a situation where he almost forced himself to do it because he didn't get the ball out of his hands to the guy which it was supposed to go to. So it's not he's a bad quarterback. It's not, you know, they're holding things back. It's he needs to get the ball out. He needs to make a decision. He needs to cut it loose. And it was a little bit perplexing for me, because that's oftentimes what you see from a young quarterback, right? A guy who hasn't seen this before, a guy who may be a little bit unfamiliar with what's going on. Not a sixth-year graduate transfer.
Hmm. All right. I have another key. But
ready to go.
Yeah. On the flip side of this break, I'll tell you about it and see. I want to know what you think about it. But this is good. Oregon, Ohio State, bright and early tomorrow. We have one more segment with Joey when we come back. We'll wrap it up. It is brought to you by BMW Portland, where relationships matter. More with Joey next on The Fan. All right. It's every Friday at 5:30. With former Duck quarterback, former NFL quarterback Joey Herrington. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or BMWPortland.com. Okay, your big keys, Kayvon Thibodeau and Anthony Brown. What about starting three sophomores and a redshirt freshman in the secondary against this Ohio State team? How do you feel about the secondary going into this game?
Oh, real average.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not something that's going to change, right? I mean, that is what it is. Until they get the experience and until they kind of grow into those roles, that is what it is, which just makes Thibodeau that much more important.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing about this game and this Ohio State team is you can't allow it to get to the secondary. Right? And even if you were, I mean, that's the evolution of the game of football is offense has the advantage. Right, that's how the rules have swung now, and Ohio State is so loaded. I mean, those two starting wideouts are going to be playing in the NFL, potentially the best duo of wide receivers in college football right now. They're three deep at running back, and all three of them are going to play. Whether it's, you know, Major Teague or Henderson, I mean, they're all going to be playing in the NFL, and so. You just can't allow it to get to the secondary, right? It doesn't matter. What am I trying to say? They're so good on offense,
yeah,
that if you allow it to get into the secondary, if you're relying on safeties and corners to win you a football game right now, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, that's the reality of college football. You have to disrupt things before it gets to that point, which is, you know, ironically, I mean, they're so stacked at skill positions, Ohio State is. But their quarterback is young. He's still inexperienced. And you saw that last week against Minnesota. Yeah, his line ended up, you know, pretty decent. But the touchdowns they scored were 60-yard screen pass, a 70-yard crossing route, a post route across the field. You know, at the end of the third quarter, he was sitting there, C.J. Stroud was, at 12 for 21 for about 210, a couple touchdowns and a pick. Those are beatable numbers. They're good, but they're beatable numbers. And that doesn't happen by, you know, that doesn't happen in the secondary, right? Those things happen because you're getting pressure on an inexperienced quarterback. You're knocking him out of rhythm. You're forcing him to slide out of the pocket. You are bouncing runs on first and second down to create third and long. Right? That, I don't want to say it's inconsequential, the use of the secondary, but it plays a massive second fiddle to Oregon's ability to get into the backfield and disrupt C.J. Stroud before he can allow his receivers to get those one-on-one matchups and potentially be running clean in the secondary.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take as a quarterback, because I've pointed this out a couple times, and that this is P.J. Fleck said this after the game, the Minnesota-Ohio State game. He said that they were able to run the ball just enough to where we had to commit extra guys to it, and that was their death sentence. And just touch on, if you could, the difference between when a team can, especially against receivers like this, they can get over the top, when a team can play coverage and play two deep safeties and handle the run game, what that looks like as a quarterback versus when you know that a defense is having to commit seven or eight guys to stop the run, and what that does to free up an offense.
What it does is it forces you into the middle of the field. Right, that's a very clean way to say that, very simplest way to say it over radio, trying to draw a mental picture, right? It forces you as a quarterback to work into the middle of the field, and here's why. Think of trying to defend an area with a triangle, right? You've got two corners, one on each side on the base of the triangle, and then you've got a single free safety in the middle. What's that's not an isostasis, it's not an equilateral. Maybe isostasis triangle, right? You got a triangle, right? Okay. That is the situation you do not want to get into, because now you are relying on the two corners there, the base of your triangle, to essentially win on the outside against these wide receivers. Yeah. And all you have is that one guy over the top. Now visualize trying to defend those guys with a, help me out here, Sue. Is it going to be a rhombus? Is it going to be a trapezoid, like with a little shorter on top and a wider on the base? It's not going to be a square, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll call it a rhombus, and I'm going to get corrected, hopefully. You know, someone help me out here, right? But point is, you have two guys now over the top, right, to work the sideline, to help on those outside wide receivers. What it does is it opens up the middle, right? It puts pressure on your middle linebacker to cover the inside of the field. But if you can stop the run by keeping with seven guys, that allows you to keep that fourth guy yeah. out and play the wide receivers to help keep those big plays to a minimum. That is the key. I mean, you hear it. It's truly just a numbers and a space yeah. game, right? And you talk about seven-man box and eight-man back box. What they're saying is, how many guys do you have to commit? You had 11 guys on defense. How many guys do you have to commit to stop them from running the football? And if it's seven, you've got four guys now to guard their wide receivers. If it's eight, you only have three. It's a very simple math and space game.
And that's where I go back to your point of inconsequential in the secondary. That's kind of where I go with this, is that if you've got four to cover theirs, you know, you got a much better shot. But if you're saying, you know, we got three to cover yours and we expect our guys on the outside, then I think that's where you really get to the, it's inconsequential because you're not going to hold up.
How do you keep four guys back there? Is you have a guy like Thibodeau who gets in there and either makes the play or disrupts their play to a point where your linebackers can scrape over the top and make the plays without the help of the safeties. That's exactly the point.
All right. Would you believe we're out of time already?
No way. This time thing sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Actually, we are long.
We need an hour with you.
Yeah, we're not even on time. We're long.
Man,
that's how deep we go every week with you. It just goes so deep. We need more time.
Okay,
but we can't.
When you start talking rhombuses, you know, it gets away from us. It happens.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Rhombus, trapezoid, isosceles. I think it's an isosceles triangle. It's not definitely not equilateral.
Yeah, isosceles is the two, right? The
no idea.
I think the isosceles is the two equal sides, right? And then the one on, and then the equilateral is all three are the same.
Yeah, all right.
I think
I'll go with it.
I'm getting input that says an isosceles has one right angle, so we are all completely wrong.
Oh. Hey, I said nothing.
That's got an isosceles has a right angle? I didn't know it.
I pride myself on being a math guy, but not geometry. Geometry, that's... okay, I'm getting like two sides of equal length. I'm all confused now.
See, that's what I thought. I think I was right. I think the isosceles has the two equal sides.
Isosceles, you're saying isosceles, Suk, has two equal sides, which would be what we're talking about.
Yes.
One long side on the base, and then two equal sides coming up to the safety in the middle of the field for an isosceles triangle.
We got it.
Boom. Right. Drop the mic. Get to the clubhouse because they're tired of me running over. See you guys.
All right. We'll see you later. God. Joey Harrington each Friday at 5:30, brought to you by BMW Portland, where relationships matter. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or BMWPortland.com. Okay, we have to go to the club, but I want to score from you. Oh, damn it. They scored again. 28-9, Kansas is losing.
It's not looking good. And all of a sudden, the cover is seriously in doubt as well.
All of a sudden is right.
Damn it.
So what's going to happen?
Kansas was just driving.
They turned it over on downs. They're having a hard time getting first downs.
For all the love that is holy.
Much less tutties. But hey, that upstart Coastal Carolina, you know, they're pretty good. What's going to happen tomorrow? I've got Ohio State 34, Oregon 16.
I think you're probably in the ballpark. I think that Oregon offensively hopefully can put some stuff out there better than what we saw against Fresno State, but nothing I saw against Fresno State leads me to believe that they are going to keep this close for four quarters. And I don't think Thibodeau is going to be anywhere near 100%. So they scored 45 against Minnesota. I'll say Oregon's defense is better than that. I'm with you. I'll say 38-17, 38-21, something like that. Ohio State pulls away late. I just don't think that they are going to be able to stop the run with just the front seven, and it's going to leave some one-on-ones on the outside, and I think there's going to be some big plays for Ohio State.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.